Hi everyone, here the Beauty of Thai podcast, where you know more for all about Thai and Thai language. สวัสดีค่ะมาพบกันอีกแล้วนะคะกับ The Beauty of Thai ค่ะหายไปนานประมาณ1เดือนเลยนะคะที่ Beauty ไม่ได้อัปโหลดพอดแคสต์ภาษาไทยตอนนี้กลับมาแล้วค่ะ Hi everyone, I haven't uploaded the podcast for a while, but for this month I'm back. Okay, so for today, what I would like to chat to you is about the word for.Actually, we already know about the word for in some cases. So today, I just wanna add more the word for, and I think maybe you have chance to use it quite often. So the word for, in this case, I will talk about when you want to say with someone to show about.Your feeling, for example, if you wanna say, "I am happy for you," or "I feel happy for him," or "I feel sorry for him." So in this case, when you wanna express about your feeling, so the word "for" in this case, we say in Thai as the word "gap," "gap," which mean with.So it's quite different when you want to talk with people directly. So in Thai, the first one, I am so happy for you. We say, ฉันดีใจกับคุณด้วยนะคะ ฉันดีใจกับคุณด้วยนะคะ And the second example is, I am sorry for you.I am sorry for you. In Thai, we say, ฉันเสียใจกับคุณด้วยนะคะ ฉันเสียใจกับคุณด้วยนะคะ So, this case, when we express about you feel sorry or you feel happy for them, so when you say directly, you can put the word ด้วยนะด้วยนะ at the end of sentence to make it suffer in Thai language. And another context is about sometimes you just talk about third person or other people. So for example, if you wanna talk about your friend, but he wasn't there, and then you talk with your friend, for example, you have heard about A, and then you wanna tell B that you feel happy or you feel sorry for A, so you can say it in Thai. The first one, I feel happy for A.I feel happy for A. In Thai, we say, ฉันรู้สึกดีใจกับ A ด้วย. ฉันรู้สึกดีใจกับ A ด้วย. Or, if you wanna say, I feel sorry for A. I feel sorry for A. So, in Thai, we say, ฉันรู้สึกเสียใจกับ A ด้วยฉันรู้สึกเสียใจกับ A ด้วย So you can see that when you compare this sentence when you wanna express about your feeling So the first one that you need to know is the word for In this case we use the word กับ which mean withIn English, and the second thing that you should remind is it about the word at the end of sentence when you show your feeling with your friend directly. So you say the word "ด้วยนะ," "ด้วยนะ," ด้วยนะครับ or ด้วยนะคะ but when you express about your feeling but your friend or that person wasn't there so put the word ด้วย at the end of sentence okay so now I think you may know more about another wordin Thai as the word for in English in another context when you wanna express your feeling with friend directly or talk about friends. So thank you very much for listening to my podcast. Have a good day. Bye bye. สวัสดีค่ะ